You're listening to a Big Finish production.
I spy, with my little eye, something beginning with F. Floor. No, 7. Incorrect. Try again. Well, there's nothing in here, so featureless cell, obviously. Obviously not 4. Have another go.
Flayed corpses.
What? 6, where are you even looking?
Were we supposed to be looking? I was exploring my imagination. It's rather fun.
Play properly or don't play at all. Clearly the answer, 9, is failed regeneration. You've let us all down, you imbecile. Trapped us in a prison of your own creation. Now you expect us to play games. It's food machine, you idiots. There's literally nothing else in here. It's what they use to get out. How could you miss it? Oh, yes. Does seem obvious now you mention it. Were you all winding me up? Us. Heaven forfend. Would we? Yes. I won't play if you're being like that. Then we can all be bored together. Wait, did you hear that? Of course I did, cretin. We've the same ears. Shh. Someone's here. Someone who can free me. Hello? Hello out there? I'm trapped in a cell. I was locked away by some naughty people for no good reason at all. I'm a poor innocent. Can you help me, please? I don't like the sound of that. No. You and me neither, Aid. Actually, you know what? Forget I said anything. I'm fine. I'm happy to stay here for a bit. It's like a lovely holiday. Feel free to toddle off. It's you, isn't it? In Rassilon's name. No, not them. Let me out. Let me out. It isn't fair.
We followed another stray. He isn't here. But you prove a more than satisfactory appetizer.
No, I won't. I won't. I'll stick in your throat. I'll give you food poisoning. The Ravenous. Oh, good work, fool. You've killed us. There must be a way out. 2. Turn on the charm. Wait. You can't get in. The glass, it's reinforced. I can't get out, but you can't get in. Excellent. In your face, Ravenous.
All your kind. So, now you...
That glass should resist tons of pressure. It demonstrably doesn't, though, does it? You know something, you lot? I'm really sorry about this.
So you see, these dots suggest a star field.
What, viewed from wherever the Ravenous were imprisoned?
That's a guess.
So we simply have to identify them and...
11? Something's the matter.
Really? Not from where I'm standing. Everything's fine.
Now, this is very unusual behaviour for a Time Lord. I'm not sure I like it.
He certainly doesn't look well, but he might be faking.
This is real. 11, speak to me.
I'm here. It's all right. The 9. He's not in my head anymore.
Isn't he? Oh, what a pity. Love that guy.
Where's he gone? What's happened to him?
Liv, Helen, the 9 was the one who captured you, yes?
Don't remind me.
I forgot to ask, what did you do with him?
We, left him in one of the cells. It seemed apt.
What?
Don't you remember?
We went to your prison and the Ravenous were following us. They must have gone there, found him.
They ate the 9?
I think they might have.
No.
As in 789? Sorry, still not finding anything to be upset about here.
They are on our trail and getting stronger. We have to find a way of defeating them soon. Otherwise, I don't think much of our odds. Like Dover.
You say this is a moon?
The third moon of Abracor, yes.
It's rather more lush than I was expecting. A bit greener.
Well, moons come in all shapes and sizes, Helen. They're not all barren wastelands like yours. Some are gaseous, some are fiery, some are quite good at poker. Others are covered in oceans and dotted with small green islands like this one.
Yeah, well, thanks for the sales pitch, but we're not here on holiday. This is where the Ravenous got imprisoned.
According to Legend's star map, the constellations only match that specific pattern in this location.
Right. Maybe I'm missing something, but to me, that's a grassy cliff with absolutely nothing on it. That doesn't scream ideal location for final showdown.
Well, I don't imagine it was here, this exact spot. There's bound to be some sort of complex or facility hereabouts where the Time Lords dealt with them. I'm detecting fluctuations in the nature of reality about half a mile east of here. That certainly sounds promising.
Sounds worrying to me.
Everything's relative. Helen, go to the infirmary. See if our house guest is able to accompany us.
Me?
You think he'd get a warmer greeting from Liv?
Point taken.
Do we have to? Bring the 11, I mean. I still don't trust him.
Neither do I. But I do trust his fear, his selfishness. He's afraid and wants to live. We're his enemy's enemy. That puts him on our side.
I hope you're right.
Me too. He's a formidable foe, which makes him all the better to have as an ally.
Sure. But if this goes wrong, I'll laugh in your face. At the precise moment he's killing us.
That's the spirit.
I'll fetch him.
Yes, definitely that direction.
Then we should hurry, before my past unravels completely.
I could be erased from my existence any second.
Oh, I don't know. You sure you don't fancy the scenic route? A casual stroll? The view from up here must be pretty spectacular. Maybe there's a lookout point. A gift shop.
Miss Chenka, when the Ravenous are banished again, that very moment, be sure you're nowhere near me. Because if you are, that's the moment you die. As long as my life is at risk, I will stand your abuses, but not one second longer.
I'm not entirely sure this is conducive to a peaceful working environment.
Yes, any more talk like that, Eleven, I'll leave you to them.
Don't hold back on my account.
And Liv, you could at least try to be civil.
Me? You're having a go at me now?
I'm simply trying to get us through this.
Must we waste time? Every second we delay, I...
Eleven?
A momentary weakness, that's all. Let's continue.
Are you sure you're strong enough?
Of course! No matter how weak I am, I'll always be stronger than you.
If you're certain. Look, if it's any consolation, I've been through something like this before. It'll pass.
How do you know? You have no understanding of my condition. You put your previous regenerations aside. To me, they're ever present. To lose one, for him not to be there, it's like... It's like I'm no longer myself.
Really? You told him to shut up often enough when he was here.
He was aggravating. That doesn't mean he wasn't part of me.
You realize that even if we manage to stop the Ravenous, there's no guarantee we can bring the Nine back.
That's a risk I'm willing to take. And if you can't, I'll enjoy killing you for your failure. What he said.
Charming.
I don't understand. If the Nine's dead, How can the 11 still be here?
Causality is a little complicated for time travellers, Helen, particularly ones crossing over their own timeline. The only reason the Ravenous came for the 9 was because we led them there, me and the 11. Quite the grandfather paradox. It'll take the universe time to know what to do with him.
Takes me 20 seconds. Sorry, force of habit.
In the meantime, if we can find what stopped the Ravenous originally, we might find a way to reverse the 9's murder, bring him back.
Brilliant.
It might never have actually taken place.
And is that why he doesn't know what happened?
Exactly. His past is in a temporal flux. It's tricky, recalling something that doesn't entirely exist yet. Remember when you first met him?
I try not to.
He didn't recognise you because the 9 hadn't met you at that point. You understand?
Not entirely, no.
Well, then I'll explain. Later, with blackboards and diagrams.
If the Ravenous only just reached the 9's prison, we should have time before they catch up. But let's not get complacent.
It's all very pretty. What sort of place I'd expect the Time Lords to imprison one of their ancient foes?
The Ravenous eat Time Lords, Helen. We could hardly lock them up on Gallifrey.
I suppose.
Yes. Yes. Come this way. Everything's ready.
A force field. I can't get any further.
I see.
I'm sure I could deal with it if you let me. I told you, 7, I can't let you out too often. Every time you manifest, I feel drained.
I'm saying nothing.
Maybe I should take a look.
You've got an idea?
Well, it depends on what sort of force field we're dealing with.
Well, do you know?
I will shortly.
By all means, take your time.
What? Who's that?
It's not like my very existence is at stake now, is it?
I wasn't expecting anyone else. That could be unfortunate. I wonder if they'll cause a problem.
There!
What's that?
A generator pod.
Time Lord technology.
I think there's another one ahead.
There would be. Pop one down every few hundred yards and they generate the wall between them. Nobble this one and we'll be laughing.
Nobble? Is that a technical term?
So you really need to disable one and leave a gap in the fence. Doesn't sound particularly secure.
It is. The principle's simple, but the action itself is very hard. 1,000,000,000-to-1 shot. Only a genius could break through one of these. You see? What did I say?
I could have done that.
But you didn't, did you?
Better take the pod. Don't want them activating it again. Should any of us need to get to the TARDIS in a hurry. Come along.
Well, I'm no expert, but that looks like fluctuations in reality to me.
Like a castle on top of a mirage. I've seen waves move that way, but not hills.
Oh, your naivete knows no bounds, does it?
That building must be sat on top of a dimensional rift, holding it in like a cork.
That sounds awfully like it might be about to pop.
Oh, don't worry. Look how old it is. It's been there a long time, untouched. It's clearly safe. Whatever it's sitting on won't suddenly explode, hopefully.
You're not always a comfort, you know that?
Doctor, it's not just that hill. Look there.
Yep. What is that?
I have an awful feeling I know.
Alien. But looks vaguely humanoid, doesn't it?
It's a body. A dead body. Please, no more. I told you.
Yes.
I mean, is that a body?
I think so. Arms, legs, that could be a head. It just doesn't look like it's stable in this reality anymore.
Good! Good! Somebody here likes to kill! Please, 6, I beg you, I...
Oh, great. Now he's dead too. Just what we need. 2 corpses.
Liv, please.
Doctor, we have company.
Stop! Stop! Intruders!
Oh, what are the chances?
You know, just once. I want to stumble over a dead body a good half hour before the authorities turn up. All right. We surrender. We'll come quietly.
Ah, there you are.
Are you in charge? We can explain.
You wouldn't believe how often this happens to us.
We're very, very unlucky.
There's no need for words. You're a Time Lord, yes?
Me?
I could tell from a scan of your biology. In that case, you're obviously innocent of our brother's murder. The Time Lords are friends of the Ix. They would never kill one of our number.
Oh, that was easier than I expected.
You are, I expect, wandering travellers who merely chanced to stumble upon the deceased.
Near enough.
This guy's good.
We've placed your friend in the infirmary.
He's no friend of ours.
Let's not complicate matters.
And we took our brother's corpse to the mortuary for further examination.
Right. I'm sorry about that. Any idea what happened to him?
That, as yet, we've been unable to ascertain.
Interesting.
I might be able to help you there. I'm a bit medical.
Most kind. It's something of a new study for us. No Ix has died unnaturally in my lifetime. Then suddenly there have been 5 deaths in the last few weeks. And still no obvious cause. It's very disturbing.
I can see where it might be. Doctor, do you think these deaths might be connected to why we're here? To the Ravenous?
I think there's every chance. The odds against it being a coincidence would be huge.
The Ravenous? You know of them?
Just a bit.
We're actually looking for a way to stop them.
Then I might be able to offer assistance. We were the ones who stopped them in the first place.
So I guessed we were hoping you'd show us how.
Simplicity itself. Follow me to the control room. I can show your friend to the mortuary on the way and explain the procedure.
Marvelous.
Brother, good day. Brother. Brother.
Your species, it's called the Ix.
Brotherhood, technically. I am abbot of our order.
I see. I've never heard of you.
If you've not visited our abbey before, then there's no reason you should. We only exist on this moon and we never travel. We keep ourselves to ourselves.
Seems a bit parochial.
Move too far from the dimensional breach and we die.
Probably a good idea, then.
The Ix are the children of the Breach. It brought us here, and it keeps us alive. We feed on it, we worship it. And through the Time Lords, we control it.
Through them? Interesting. The force field generators were made by my people. Those robots, too, I suspect.
Our servitors. Correct. All that is here was built by the Time Lords.
The whole abbey?
Every single room. We sit atop the dimensional rift, guarding the gap between realities. Brother, good day.
How many of you are there?
Around 31. Good day.
Not very chatty, are they?
We usually remain silent. Speech is a distraction. The mortuary.
Right, looks like this is my stop.
I'll come with you. I'm sure I'll understand the medical bit more than the multidimensional stuff.
You should find a reasonable array of equipment inside. The servitors will assist you.
Fingers crossed I can figure out what's going on. See you soon.
Not if I see you first.
What remarkable friends you have.
I like to think so. Through here, is it?
Oh, no. That leads to the caves beneath us. Central control is along that corridor there. Might I trouble you to go ahead? I've a little something I need to deal with elsewhere.
Of course. You've been most helpful.
Let's hope it's just the start.
No, no, please! No!
But what? What is this?
Please. But...
Calm yourself. Calm. Doesn't look in the best of health, does he? Oh, you're back, are you? Thanks for the warning.
I feel stronger somehow.
Don't worry. You're perfectly safe here.
He feels so close. Who are you?
I might ask you the same question. We are the Ix, and I am their abbot. You are...
Your death. The one who will rip you limb from limb.
Quiet, Six. Oh, the strain, This one may be able to help us. Please forgive my other self. He's not representative.
Well, that's interesting, isn't it?
The doctor. Is he here? I'm much stronger.
No. Don't get up. Wait there.
But I can be of assistance.
This complicates things. Stay here.
I can stop them.
I mean, I said I could help.
But you're not sure where to start?
It's a bit tricky examining a body that's not in this reality. I mean, make up your mind. Either you want to exist in this dimension or you don't.
Robot,
how can I help?
Do you have any way of... I don't know, scanning this Ix?
Collecting a reading is difficult. Its individual cells are not always present.
Yeah, I've noticed. Are they disappearing in any particular pattern, any particular order?
It appears to be random.
What could do something like that?
I don't know. Something like that, perhaps?
Oh, dear.
Big, isn't it?
Correct. Creature appears to be a larger humanoid figure of similar indeterminate cellular presence.
I was being rhetorical.
It's coming this way.
Time to die.
What did it say?
Time.
Oh, of course, that's it.
And it was all going so well.
Sorry about that.
Everything all right?
It is now. So, have you had a chance to look things over?
Only briefly. I confess I was rather distracted by your wall. I'm guessing that swirling mass isn't an art installation.
That's the breach.
I thought it might be. Do you have any idea what caused it?
There are myths, legends, but no, nothing confirmed.
I see. Well, it's impressive you managed to keep it under control.
Your people achieved that. We merely maintain what they started. This is the point where two different realities meet. That wall opens into a central chamber, the either side of which is the dimension beyond. We manage the ebb and flow between the two with the aid of the lock.
Ah, in the canal sense. Very clever.
Whilst our work is usually avoiding too much interaction, we can open the lock completely. Do it correctly, and we can sweep the contents of either universe straight into the other.
Which is what you did to the Ravenous.
Correct. I must say, I'm disappointed to hear they've returned.
I'm not exactly jumping for joy myself.
However, replicating the original procedure should be simple. Would you like to see the method?
There's nothing I'd rather do.
They could easily be swept away. Just them, as long as we hold the cellular grips.
These things?
Yes. Computer?
How may I help?
I wish to show the doctor the procedure for the dimensional cross. Would that be all right?
That would be pointless. Your doom has arrived. It is the end. You will all die screaming. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Right. Either someone on your staff has a warped sense of humor, or I'm guessing it doesn't usually do that.
Not exactly nimble, is it?
Still between us and the door, though.
Submit! Submit to your destiny!
Rather not, thanks. Robot!
How may I assist?
You seem nice, but, you know, priorities? Attack that glitch.
I am not programmed for aggression.
Well, neither are we. We just do our best in the circumstances.
Very well. Halt. Halt.
Now's our chance.
Die, puny creature!
Well, that sounds awfully like pain. I'm so sorry.
Don't think about it. Run!
Thank you.
There's a weird glitch thing in there. All right, scratch that. It's not in there! Everybody run! Keep away from it! I don't even speak in a panic.
Annalisa doesn't look like that thing can run.
The doctor will know what to do.
We need to find the control room.
Right, let's see if that's better. Computer?
Yes?
Can you demonstrate the dimensional cross now?
Your souls will be consumed. You will die in unbearable agony.
Will we? Right. I think we may need to switch it off and on again.
This is most unusual behavior. You think this infection is connected to whatever's killing my brethren?
What are the chances it isn't? I'm sure it's all connected. It's just a question of figuring out how.
Doctor, thank goodness.
Liv, Helen, and running. That's never a good sign.
There's something after us. It looks like the body we found, only it's not dead. It's alive and twice as tall with thick limbs. Actually, it's nothing like the body, really.
It seems to be glitching in and out of reality. And when it touched one of the servitors, that started glitching too.
Did it? I think we might have found the killer.
I've heard of things like these. Some of my brethren have reported seeing them around the abbey. I'd never believed these creatures to be real.
Well, maybe you'll believe them now. That certainly looks like one. Hello there.
Friendly chap, isn't he?
He'd get on terribly well with this computer. And speaking of this computer, Liv, Helen, maybe it would be a good idea to get behind it.
You don't have to tell me twice. Why is it not following?
Don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
Surrender, humans! Death is certain!
Well, it's a statistical inevitability at least. Thanks for reminding us. But there is something you wanted, or is it all about the threats with you?
He has returned.
Has he?
Who has?
Who's he?
Our Lord and Master. You will know his name soon enough.
Our Lord and Master? Our, not my?
We have no further need for stealth.
No.
Oh, great. A dozen of them.
You never said there was more than one.
We didn't know. Doctor, I hope you're doing something useful.
I'm trying to identify what we're dealing with. It's not easy. Those things aren't registering on the system. They might as well be holograms.
But they destroyed a servitor.
I know.
We are stitches in time.
Eh?
That's interesting. There's something generating them, a signal coming from below the abbey. You said this place was built on caves, yes?
Correct.
Well, that's where they originate, somewhere in the caves. Maybe if I try to block the transmission.
Maybe don't do that. You've annoyed them!
They're certainly coming for us now.
The Apocryphal One is our
reason! Do something!
I'm trying! The signal's too strong. I can't stop it. Not this quickly.
The lock! I can open the lock.
Lock?
As in canal.
That's not made it clearer.
The Apocryphal One is coming!
Hold on to the grips.
You don't feel very secure.
You'd be surprised.
Thank you, that was close.
Oh.
My pleasure. Glad to be of service.
What were they?
I'm not really entirely sure.
They said they were stitches in time, whatever that means. Look more like glitches to me.
Well, whatever they were, they certainly seemed keen on this. What did they say? Apocryphal one?
That can't be true. It's impossible.
We're on the run from something impossible. I'm willing to suspend my disbelief.
We are rather running the odds currently.
The Apocryphal One is a myth. It's not real.
That's implicit in the name.
It's a legend.
Still seeming par for the course as far as we're concerned. I've met three legends this week. If those creatures think it exists, I'm happy to take them at their word.
Wait, you talked about myths and legends when? When? The origin of the breach?
I'll show you the item in the database. My people once believed the breach was created when a giant beast, a demon, broke out of its own dimension and emerged into ours. The breach was the tear it left in the universe. My ancestors gave that beast a name.
Did they?
Don't know about you, but I won't need three guesses.
You said your people believed in it once. You don't anymore.
As time passed, without evidence of its existence, we came to believe it was superstition. Here.
Yeah, looks like a giant demon to me.
It says here that it was rumored to sleep in the heart of the moon. As in the caves.
That was the story. That it slumbered far below.
And you never felt the urge to go down and check?
For a creature looking like that? Would you?
I suppose not.
It does all tie in alarmingly with that signal I detected. It was coming from the caves. Something down there sent those glitches, stitches, whatever they are.
It also ties in with what they said, that the apocryphal one had risen.
It was asleep, now it's woken up.
But why now, if it was snoozing down there? What roused it? And why did it send those glitches to attack us?
Yeah, odd that it happens around the time we arrive, isn't it?
Does it matter why?
It's usually the most important question, I find.
And surely the answer's in the caves. You won't learn much up here.
Possibly not.
If it sent those things once, it could send them again. We might not be able to stop them so easily next time.
He makes a good point.
You must go down there.
Can you print out a map of the caves? If I can identify where the signal was coming from.
Of course.
It never changes, does it?
Through this door.
Yes.
Is something the matter, Doctor?
I just feel I'm missing something.
You have to investigate. Who knows what it's up to? We may not have much time.
I suppose I don't have a choice.
When do we ever?
Best we don't forget the Ravenous, though. They are why we are here, after all. Liv, stay with the Abbot. Make sure everything is ready for their arrival.
Sure.
Is that necessary? I said my brethren and I can handle them.
I'm sure you can, but belt and braces, eh? If any more glitches turn up, they might throw a spanner in the works, and Liv can be surprisingly useful.
Exactly. Hold on. Surprisingly.
Helen, will you be okay to come with me?
Of course. It won't be the first demon I've met.
Good for you. Liv, won't be long, hopefully.
I'll see you back in the control room.
Come on, Helen.
But what do you need to do in the control room?
I want to familiarise myself with the system, just in case.
Ooh. It's a bit dank, isn't it?
Well, think of it as potholing. Just for that giant monster at the end.
I probably won't if it's all the same to you.
Yeah, hold the map.
Which way are we going?
Well, I'm finding out. I'm adjusting the breach locator. Should give us a way of tracing the signal.
Oh.
And it does. Straight on. Not all that far.
Right, so if I want to open the lock, what do I do?
I really wouldn't worry about it. It's all in hand.
I'm just doing what the doctor suggested, which I happen to think is a good idea. Well? No? Okay, then. I'll just look it up in the database. That was here, wasn't it?
There's still something bothering you, isn't there?
Is it that obvious?
I know you. Yes.
Look, it's just not quite fitting together. I'm sure it's nothing, but... Well, look, the computer threatened us, me and the Abbot. It said we were going to die.
Like the glitches did.
Exactly, but why bother? I mean, it's very kind of whoever's behind this to flag up their intentions, but I can't quite see the point. Why go to the effort of possessing a computer? Send out glitches that tell us we're doomed. If you're planning on killing us, just kill us. You don't need to announce it in advance.
Maybe they want us to feel fear before we die, like the Ravenous.
If that's what they want, they're not having much luck. I'm feeling bemused, if anything.
It is exactly the sort of thing that always happens to you.
Yes. Exactly that sort of thing. Like arriving somewhere and stumbling over a body, just as the authorities arrive.
Doctor, what do you mean?
I'm not sure. Not yet. But at least some of the answers will be down here.
That's what bothers me.
Something the matter?
This database is rubbish. Everywhere I go, it just sends me back to the screen about the apocryphal one.
That's odd.
Yeah, it's so frustrating. It's almost like it's the only entry in there. Oh. Oh, great. Oh!
It really would have helped if you'd gone with your friends, Miss Chenko.
Close now.
Yes. You know what I'm worried about?
What?
The Abbot was very keen to send us down here to deal with this apocryphal one, wasn't he? But why?
Why? Because we are very good at this sort of thing.
Yes, but how would he know that? He'd never met us before. All he's seen us do is run from a monster. He was the one who stopped the glitches, not us.
You know, that's an excellent point.
Maybe I'm being paranoid. He might know us by reputation.
Well, except he didn't ask our names, now I think of it. We turn up out of nowhere, he doesn't ask who we are. Seems remarkably lacking in curiosity.
It does, doesn't it?
But to consider another time, we're here. Whatever sent that signal, it's up ahead.
Which, from the look of the map, is a vast cavern.
Well, we won't find out what it is standing here.
Maybe we'll be able to hide in the shadows. Is that what I think it is?
Yes. Well, now I'm really worried.
Come on. Not far now.
Please. Mother.
Are you trying to get my brethren to help? They won't.
You're in this together?
No, they just don't exist. I'm the only real person here. They're holograms.
Ah, hence the silence.
It just seems simpler that way. I mean, I had to let the glitches speak. Anyone else was too much effort.
Why is it always me that stumbles over the surprise villain? Who are you? What do you want?
I want you to die in ignorance.
The caves. You're putting me in the caves.
Say goodbye to your friends for me. Now, just one more thing to deal with.
A computer? Just an ordinary computer?
Seemingly so. It's relaying the transmission from elsewhere. The signal actually originates in the abbey above.
Well, that's not troubling at all. So there's nothing down here? No giant demon?
Nope, nothing. It seems our apocryphal one was completely apocryphal.
Right.
We should perhaps have realised, as clues go, the name's a bit on the nose.
And the glitches? Real?
I'm not sure, but they didn't register on the scanners upstairs. Maybe they're just as insubstantial.
The whole thing is fake. Why? Why make it up? Who would?
Isn't it obvious? The abbot. He's the only plausible candidate. You know, he actually said the apocryphal one wasn't real. He must have been struggling not to laugh.
Why? What did we do? Who is he?
You're
awake, are you? Good. That'll make everything much easier.
I feel stronger again. Almost whole. What are you? Where are you taking me?
To the doctor's TARDIS. We'll strand him completely. Don't want him escaping if he breaks out. Nabbed the key off him earlier. He didn't even notice.
Ah, you're stealing it, oh goody. You're a man after my own heart. Silence! No. You're back.
Stealing it was my plan. Funnily enough, why he didn't think of it, I'll never know. I thought it was totally in character. Well, I'm doing it now, aren't I?
Who are you talking to?
Seriously? You don't... Oh, of course. The rubber mask.
Sorry. Sorry, I forgot I was wearing it. Hello. I suppose this must be a bit of a surprise.
You. My, my. Who's that handsome devil? Shut up, Nine.
I didn't say anything.
I thought you were dead.
Well, I'm obviously not. Have I been a bad boy?
We should go. I doubt we'll find anything more down here.
No, I suspect not. And if the abbot tricked us into coming here, safe to say here is a place we'd rather not be.
Even though it's empty?
No, Helen, there's no demon here. That doesn't mean it's empty. You know, one day I'll stop saying things like that.
Time.
So, which number are you?
11. Really? So, not too far ahead.
Hello. Good day. Charmed. Oh, not another one. It's good to meet you.
Hi there.
Kill them all. Hello. Are you perhaps a good man?
No, I'm not.
I should probably introduce myself too. I'm the Ten. We've not met.
Oh, yes, of course.
Howdy. Good day to you too. Hello. Oh, come on! Pleasure!
Enough!
Ooh, look at Mr. Grumpy Draws.
Silence! And there's no need to keep pushing. I can walk. My strength has recovered.
Yes, I think that might be me. Seems like we kind of repair each other a bit. After the Ravenous attacked me, my other selves just vanished from my head. They've only started coming back when I was around you. Did make disguising myself as the Ix Abbot a lot easier.
Ix. Get it. IX, 9 in Roman numerals. Exactly.
We couldn't resist it. Little clues, like the monsters saying they were stitches in time.
What does that say? The doctor loves that sort of stuff.
Yes, yes, you don't have to spill it out for me, Fire. I've got it all instantly, of course I did.
Obviously you didn't get it all instantly, otherwise you wouldn't have needed me to explain it.
Quiet, you're hurting my head.
Sorry, was the Four just arguing with the Four? This is getting really confusing.
This is why we shouldn't cross our time stream.
But that wasn't my fault. How was I supposed to know you'd turn up? You'd made things awfully complicated.
And you made me think you were dead.
Did I? Oh, sorry about that.
Well, your voice vanished from my head. Must have been the intersecting timeline, us meeting here. I believe these temporal mashups are always hard to remember.
And given I'd been attacked by the Ravenous, you assumed the worst.
Well, can you blame me? How did you escape?
I didn't. That's the point. We're working together.
The Ravenous! That sounds like the Ravenous back
there! I know
there.
What it sounds like, yes.
But they were behind us! I mean, in time and space, they can't have caught up this quick.
Seems there's a lot we don't know about them.
Can we get away?
It depends. If the Abbot wanted to trap us with him, it's unlikely he'd have left us an easy escape.
So we're in trouble.
Not necessarily. We've one ace in the pack. Liv's still outside. As long as she's there, we've a fighting chance.
Liv! Doctor! Helen! I was coming to find you!
You're definitely going to stop saying things like that.
All of you. Together. How delightful.
Oh, you're joking.
TARDIS. Mine at last! Well, I've had it before, technically, but mine again doesn't sound anywhere near as impressive.
You're working with the Ravenous, but they want to consume us.
They might want to, yes, but doesn't mean they can.
I don't understand.
Of course you can't. It's been a
downhill struggle since I left.
Shut up, Thor!
All right, that was weird.
Yes.
He sounds different when you do it. I suppose we filter them through our individual personalities or something. Anyway, I digress. The Ravenous don't feed on Time Lords per se. They feed on regeneration energy.
Yes?
Well, we don't quite regenerate the same way as everybody else. The dysmorphia means the energy's a bit trapped. Long and the short of it is, we're immune.
Immune? The Ravenous can't harm us?
Yes, I just told you. Pay attention. Silence, Nine.
Hey, keep speaking to me like that and I might just lose my temper. Seriously, don't you get bored of telling us to shut up all the time?
At this moment, I would happily make you. Is this actually how we end up? How disappointing.
Imagine how I feel.
Enough!
All of this leads to one inevitable question. Is that really what I look like?
Not that! What were you doing back there, on that moon where the Ravenous were defeated?
That place? Oh, they were never defeated there. I made that up. I used this vortex manipulator I stole from an archaeologist of my acquaintance. Travelled back in time and planted a fake clue in the Legend database. That was just an empty Time Lord outpost, bereft of life. Well, it was when I'd finished.
I don't understand.
You want to catch the Doctor? You can't. He'll just keep running. You need to get ahead of him. Make him come to you.
The whole thing was a trap.
Exactly.
That's what I said. I mean, am I talking to myself here?
I served him up to the ravenous on a plate.
The whole thing's fake. A trap. The abbot made it up.
And if we gathered that...
Any idea why? Well, you didn't feel the need to spell that bit out.
I should have realised it was all too specifically tailored to us. Stumbling over bodies, strange creatures, ancient demons waking up. Exactly the kind of mystery we can't help getting involved in.
It was almost an archetype. The odds against one of those happening naturally.
It's like it knew us. Knew exactly how to bait his hook.
Locked. I suppose that is what I was expecting.
Try the sonic screwdriver.
Ahead of you. Nothing. But to be fair, that is what I was expecting too.
We can't get out.
If the abbot knows us, he wasn't going to give us a locked door I could easily sonic my way out of. He's taken precautions. He's been terribly thorough in luring us to our doom.
And that's it? After all we've been through? He's going to kill us by... locking a door?
It's simple, but effective. And with the ravenous below us on the stairs, as traps go, it's a good one. I don't know what to do. Rassilon, help me. I do not know what to do.
I created a mystery that couldn't be solved. All manner of meaningless clues pointing precisely nowhere. Just what we needed to lure the Doctor and keep him in one place.
Until the ravenous come and kill him.
Exactly.
Fascinating.
You approve?
Approve? Approve? Of course I don't approve.
See? I said you... Sorry, what?
But it's a brilliant plan.
Exactly. What he said. I like the cut of that one's jib. Which one was it?
Take a wild guess. You discover it's impossible for the Ravenous to consume you, to consume us. And all you do with that knowledge... is set a trap for the Doctor.
And his friends. Don't forget his friends.
They'll all be dead. Dead! You can't think there's something wrong with that. Of course there is, Six. It's all so petty. So small.
Now look here. They have been nothing but trouble for me since I was born. Took my crucible. Ruined my collection. Locked me up with no hope of escape.
All of which is as nothing compared to what they've done to me.
Precisely my point. They've always been a thorn in our sides. I'm doing this for the lot of us.
You have this advantage, and you throw it away on revenge. Mere revenge, you fool! Did you... You just attacked me. I did, didn't I? Am I all right?
It's okay. It's okay, Nine. I can fight my own battles. 11. 11. What are you doing?
Heading back to the moon. I have unfinished business there.
But there must be something we can do!
Nothing is coming to mind.
Are you afraid?
I thought it would end this way.
It won't. Doctor, snap out of it!
You don't know what they're like, Helen. You don't know what they do. There is no way of stopping them. They're relentless. I'm doomed. We're all doomed.
We can't be.
We shall meet you soon. Leave you alive as long as we can. Keep you fresh.
That force field thing. From outside. Have you still got it?
Yes.
That.
Well, I...
Oh, well, come on!
Yeah, I think so.
Be good.
Yes, yeah, here we are.
Great. Can we use it?
Well, I'm not sure it'll work when it's not part of its chain, but nothing ventured.
That's the spirit. Unbridled enthusiasm. Doing wonders for my confidence here.
Which of your friends shall we consume first?
Please, please, make something happen! Doctor, hurry!
Nothing ventured. Nothing.
Thinking time!
Doctor!
Gate!
Oh! Do you leave it to the last second deliberately?
Thank goodness!
Yes. Oh, yes!
What is this? What have you done?
My apologies. It seems someone rang the dinner gong prematurely. I do so hate to disappoint.
You could have thought of that a bit earlier.
I'm sorry. It's just, with them here, it's hard to concentrate. I'm a Time Lord. They haunt our dreams.
They're not doing wonders for mine, either.
Doctor, it strikes me that we still can't get through the door. We're stuck here.
Yeah, I was trying not to think about that.
How long will this force field last?
Low battery. But let's try not to think about that either.
The moon? Why?
Oh, I have this funny feeling the Doctor might be in trouble.
You can't want him to escape.
Can't I?
He's our greatest foe. And he's doomed. Save him, are you insane?
Seriously? You're asking me that?
You are saving him. I don't believe it.
Oh, wonderful. You've finally found your way to the side of right.
Don't be ridiculous, Eight. I've only been working with the Doctor through fear. Fear of the Ravenous. But if they can't kill me, and he doesn't know, that grants me all manner of interesting opportunities.
Yes, yes, I see what you mean.
You do, Nine?
Yeah, I do.
Well, I might, but I don't.
Then maybe you need to have a word with yourself.
Release me! Sorry, I don't see it at all. I was distracting you, giving myself a chance to act.
Thank you, Nine. I won't have you spoiling my plans, Eleven. I've worked too hard on them.
And I won't have an imbecile spoiling mine. You'll thank me for this in a few regenerations' time.
Thank you for what? No.
Bye-bye.
No! What the... Where did I go? What happened?
You shouldn't have shown me where your vortex manipulator was. It was simplicity itself to pickpocket it and attach it to you. I do hope you ended up somewhere tolerable.
Oh, but you don't know how to do that. Pickpocketing.
Well, if you will insist on hanging around, I might pick things up eventually. Now shut up and let me do this.
Not good.
Reduce the strength of the force field, maybe? It might last longer.
It might. But what if it's not strong enough to keep them out?
I almost taste you, Doctor. Your death will be agonizing.
Doctor!
I'm thinking. Got to stay strong. Got to focus.
Oh, that sounds awfully like they're getting through.
Yes, yes. Time, two, three, two.
Yeah, definitely getting through.
But I can't increase the strength, it'll drain completely.
What? No, that's it. Helen, you're brilliant.
Well, that's nice to hear just before I die, but why?
Because you're not going to die. We don't turn the power down, we turn it up.
But surely...
Yes, that'll exhaust the force field, but... If I'm right, we'll only need it for a few seconds.
It's got an arm in, Doctor!
If I connect the force field to itself, loop it in a bubble around us...
Okay, I'll buy it.
It'll press against the door.
Right.
Doctor, what are you doing? Stop.
And if I increase the strength of the field, it'll build up the pressure. Which should be enough to pop the door like a cork.
Run!
control room. We may be able to open it before...
Doctor, wait. Look at this place. Stop!
No, I can't.
I'm sliding forward. What's going on? It's so windy.
Everything is being drawn the way we're going.
Then we should probably do the same. Let it!
Oh, you're back. Thanks for stopping by.
Oh, great, I'd almost forgotten about you.
No, be glad I didn't forget about you, because I'm about to save the day.
The lock. He's opening the lock. It's sweeping everything away.
I thought it might be a means of removing the ravenous. You should probably hold on to something if you don't want to follow them.
The grips. Quick, get to the grips.
More Time Lords. What a day. What a feast.
Not today, thank you!
So sorry!
No. Not again!
It hungers! It fails!
And it will forever! Bye!
You will come with us!
No, Eleven, get out of its way!
Get off me!
What are you doing to him?
I don't know, but I've got to stop it.
No, be careful. We don't want to lose you too.
Don't let go!
How? The force field generator. It's no use anymore. I was a pretty good bowler once. How's that?
Close it!
I can't.
He must have hit the control. Lucky fall. Is it over?
Oh, I think so. I really think so. 11.
Gone again, has he? Oh, that's a pity.
Oh, Liv, he's just saved our lives. Let's see if we can return the favour. Heart's still beating, but he doesn't look well.
Don't do that!
Did it work? Didn't I stop the ravens?
Yes. Don't worry, they're gone.
Oh, yes. They are. They're gone.
That's what we said.
No. I mean, my other selves. I can't hear them anymore. They're not there. They're gone. I'm a good man. At last, I'm cured.
He's out for the count.
I don't trust him.
Oh, really, Liv, you surprise me.
Doctor, I have to agree. Hearing voices didn't make him evil. I thought we'd established that.
We can't even be certain what happened.
That last ravenous attacked him. Drew out some of his regeneration energy. He's bound to be different now.
Maybe, but different in the right way.
We have to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Show him compassion. He's never shown any.
Which is exactly the point, Liv. We have to be better than the man he was. If we treat him the way he'd treat us, we're the same as that monster. And I don't know about you, but I'd rather not be.
So we just fly on with the possibility that monster's still here, with us.
And with the ravenous gone, he's got no reason to help us anymore.
I said give him the benefit of the doubt, not lose our minds. There are ways and means of checking whether what he says is true. Don't worry, I have a plan.
You know I'm still not happy about what you did back there.
Silence, Nine.
I think we've heard enough from you today. Stay quiet. If the Doctor and his friends realize I'm faking, this will be a short trip. Oh, I can't believe you destroyed the Ravenous. That was our one advantage. I didn't, you fool. Pay attention. I did nothing of the sort.
Hurry, Nine! The hunger is consuming. We must feast.
What is that? Another has arrived. Food. Time Lord.
Wait. I believe you're working with one of my earlier selves. He's imminently going to lure the Doctor down here for you to kill him. Might I suggest an alternative arrangement?
Getting them to play act their own demise was beautifully done. My influence, of course.
Play act four? What are you talking about? You told me yourself, Nine. That wasn't where the Ravenous were defeated. They're perfectly safe. The whole thing was staged by me.
But I don't understand.
Of course you don't. Because you didn't see what else was in the Legend database. The other thing I discovered. What is it humans say? Give a man a fish and he'll eat for a day, but teach him how to fish and he'll eat forever. If the Ravenous want regeneration energy to feed on, they can have it. In almost infinite amounts. And I can have my revenge, not just on the Doctor or his friends, but on the entire cosmos. The Doctor thinks they're gone, but they're not. He'll get complacent and take me where I need to go. It's all going terribly well.
You have been listening to Doctor Who Ravenous, Series 3, The Odds Against, written by John Dorney. The Doctor was played by Paul McGann, Liv Chenker, Nicola Walker, Helen Sinclair, Hattie Morahan, The Eleven, Mark Bonnar, The Nine and The Abbot, John Heffernan, Ravenous 1 and Glitch, George Asprey, Ravenous 2, Computers and Robots, Susie Emmett. Other parts played by members of the cast. Directed by Ken Bentley. Produced by David Richardson. Script editor Ken Bentley. Executive producers Nicholas Briggs and Jason Hay-Gellery.